WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Maria Muldaur has been singing the blues for more than 30 years. She's best known for her hit from the early 70s, Midnight at the Oasis. Myla Miles has a review of her new CD, Richland Woman Blues.
When I was at home, I was resting at my ease. Now you got me here, you're trying to mistreat me. I'm going back home. I'm going back home. I'm going back home where I know I'll get better care.
Who could predict that Maria Muldaur's 25th album would include the richest, most assured performances of her career? On the other hand, nobody saw her coming the first time around. Muldaur first surfaced in 1964 when she left the Even Dozen Jug Band to become the chick singer, as they would have put it then, for the Jim Queskin Jug Band, which featured her husband, Jeff Muldaur. Maria and Jeff made two likable, low-key records together, then split up. In 1973, her world flipped over. Her first solo album took off like a rocket, ignited by a rave review in Rolling Stone, then at the apex of its influence. Called just Maria Muldaur, the record mixed blues, rock, folk, and novelty tunes from different eras in a slickly produced package, sort of like a Linda Ronstadt album just before there were Linda Ronstadt albums. A little something for everyone, a dash of wistful nostalgia, a slinky child woman singer. It couldn't miss.
Midnight at the Oasis. Send your camel to bed. Shadows painting our faces. Traces of romance in our heads.
Muldaur didn't have either the personality or the organization behind her to meet the demands of major pop stardom. Her next albums faltered, and by 1981, she was doing hardcore Christian material. It looked like that one solo release would be all you would need to know about her. Muldaur never abandoned secular roots music, but her albums were spotty, and she never seemed to shake the main jug band problem, a tendency to make everything either cute and quaint or solemn and stiff. There was no reason to assume she would ever find the right tone for country blues. But a few years ago, after an impromptu performance with a street band in Memphis and a visit to the celebrated Memphis Minnie's gravesite, Muldaur was inspired to attempt a musical tribute to early blues, stripped down to their bare essence, as she puts it.
Give me red lipstick and a pop of red rouge, a shingle bob haircut and a shot of good blues. Hurry home, sweet papa, and don't you take your time. If you wait too long, your mama will be gone. Hurry down to the dress shop.
Richland Woman Blues involves people and even songs that Muldaur has worked with before, but this time the stars were right and the air was still and everything came together.
Well, I'm leaving.
The new album is mostly voices and guitars, no drums. But the voices are what count. Muldaur's tone is creakier and rougher than in her Midnight at the Oasis days, but that makes her a much more satisfying blues singer. She's got nothing to prove anymore, but still has her passions. The overall feeling is grown-up lewd rather than flirty. Mixed in is frank, rather painful talk about love and loss among men and women, including guests Tracy Nelson, Taj Mahal, Angela Straley, and Alvin Youngblood Hart. Even the religious numbers sound loose and fervent, particularly a duet with Bonnie Raitt. Richland Woman Blues says good things about Maria Muldaur and about the blues. She stuck with it, kept the faith in music that proved worth a lifetime of devotion. You know, her old ex Jeff Muldaur is making the most penetrating roots music of his career as well. Do you suppose they... Nah.
Marla Miles lives in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Richland Woman Blues is on Stony Plain Records of Edmonton, Canada.